Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune to the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer, following the Word of God. Let's just have a great time, all of us join together in Jesus' name. Let's worship Him now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is wonderful to be with you today. It almost brought to my attention the song, Wonderful, Wonderful Jesus Is to Me. And one way the Lord is wonderful to us is letting us gather with you in His name each day. And if it's convenient and possible, I hope you'll contact someone, invite them to worship with you, and then have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. We want to have an action-packed, Spirit-filled service. We want to worship the Lord, and by the time this service is over, we want to be able to testify that we have been in the presence of the Lord. From Isaiah 58:11, the Word of God to begin today's broadcast says, "And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not." Wonderful words of life from the Word of God to begin today's broadcast service. I hope every scripture that we read to you is your favorite scripture that day. Page 273 in the Melodies of Praise hymnal. Join with us on a congregational number at the cross. Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would He devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight. And now I am happy all the day. Was it for crimes that I had done, He groaned upon the tree? Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight. And now I am happy all the day. Well might the sun in darkness hide and shut His glories in, when Christ the mighty Maker
died for man, the creature's sin. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do. At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart roll away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Well, the cross was in the mind of God even before the foundation of the world. We're thankful today for the cross. We are the only religion in the world that has a risen Savior. Praise the Lord. Alan Pascarella was preaching, and he said that out of 10 major religions in the world, Christianity is the only one that has a songbook. He said, and the reason for that is that we are the only ones that have anything to sing about. We have a risen Savior. You can go to the tomb where they laid him. You can go inside the tomb, and the tomb is empty where he lay. Praise the Lord. He came forth victorious over death, hell, and the grave. On the third day, he arose as he promised. Isaiah 40:28, the precious promise today before we pray. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Wonderful words of life. What a powerful scripture. What a blessed scripture. Something to feed your soul today. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you today for all these things. Lord, we're thankful that we have known. And Lord, we're thankful that we have heard that our God is everlasting. He is the Lord and the creator of the ends of the earth. We're so thankful, Lord, to know, and we've heard that you faint not, that you're not weary, and there is no searching of his understanding. Lord, you have understanding that's far above any of our abilities. When we don't understand, God understands and knows all about it. Thank you for being such a wonderful Savior to fulfill all these roles and all these parts of our lives. We lift up our voices to you today. We exalt your name. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks today. Together in unison with this wonderful group of people that are gathered with us today, we want to just slip up a hand and say, thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I worship you, Lord. I give you my all. Thank you, Lord, for all you do for us. Minister to the needs today. Touch some heart that's unsaved. May it be the day that someone finds you as his or her Savior. Minister to the sick today and the shut-in and others that have various needs. Hear those needs today, Lord, as they're being brought to you individually by each one. And we'll give you praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for hearing this prayer and sending an answer. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together.
again, just praising the Lord. Oh, that's so good. Let's sing it again. We're together again. Aren't you glad we're together? Just praising the Lord, all doing the same thing in one mind and one accord.
We're together again.
We're together again
in one accord.
Listen to this.
Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again. Just praising the Lord.
And if you will, at the end, be ready to take down some contact information. Lord, give me what it takes.
So many times I've walked this road that's dark and lonely, and many times the light of day I could not see. Then you would open up the windows of the day.
It seemed
come in my heart to stay. Lord, give me what it takes to reach that promised land. I'll do whatever you want and firmly take my stand. Just show me, Lord, I'll do the best I can.
Lord,
give me what it takes to reach that promised land. Job had lost all that he'd had down here.
He
kept just what it took when troubles would appear. He bravely stood the test and on his faith did stand. And God returned to Job his earthly goods and lands. Lord, give me what it takes to reach that promised land. I'll do whatever you want and firmly take my stand. If you'll just show me, Lord, I'll do the best I can.
Lord,
give me what it takes to reach the promised land. And I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda is at the piano. Our mailing address is The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And the website www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.